a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. AFC Championship game coming up this weekend. NFC Championship as well. This time next week, Hans will know who will be in the Super Bowl. Let's go.
Let's go.
Fired up. These are fun games. Joining us now, quality control coach for the Kansas City Chiefs, Alex Whittingham, son of Kyle Whittingham, kind enough to join us. Alex, how are you?
How you doing, Alex?
Doing great. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. What's a week like this like for you?
It's pretty hectic, as you would imagine. I mean, really, we just try to treat it like any other game week, you know, just kind of going through our same old routine, but just trying to do every little thing a little bit better, you know. But it's busy from start to finish and just trying to enjoy every second of it, I guess.
I got to imagine that this team is riding sky high. Just there's plenty of momentum and plenty of things to be excited about. How exciting was it to come out of last week with a win?
It was awesome. I mean, anytime you can get a playoff win, especially at home, it's always a great feeling. And the guys have been working hard all year, defense and offense and special teams. You know, everyone's really stuck together and just tried to, you know, correct mistakes as the season goes on. It's a long year and you have some hiccups here and there, but the guys have done a great job of staying steady, and I think Coach Reed does a great job of that, of keeping everyone from not getting too high, not getting too low, and just trying to peak at the right time.
So, you know, obviously you guys have played so many big games there with Kansas City at this run you guys have been on and have had so much success. Is it, you kind of alluded to this, is it hard not to treat games differently than others and just say, hey, look, we have our routine, let's just stick with it? It may be the first game of the week or maybe the Super Bowl, but let's just try to stay even. Is that hard to do?
It's challenging, and especially I think for the young guys coming in, and that's why we have really good leadership here. Guys that have been here before in Kansas City, you got, you know, Patrick on offense, obviously he's been in these kind of situations, and veterans on defense, you know, Chris Jones and Nick Bolton's, I mean, gosh, this is just his second year, but he acts like a veteran. And there's good leadership, you know, on both sides of the ball. And I think those guys do a good job of just kind of setting the example of how you operate in this kind of situation and not letting things get too big, you know. And you want to stay in your routine and you do what you do, but you appreciate this moment for what it is and just try to take advantage of every opportunity you get in a game like this.
Is it crazy that you've been with the Kansas City Chiefs and with Coach Reed for 5 years? I think this is your fifth year, isn't it, Alex?
It is. Yeah, it's my fifth year. It's it's crazy. It's been that long. I feel like I just got here. Like I was just playing ball back in Utah the other day. It's been a heck of a journey. I had the opportunity to win a lot of games. It's been a great experience. Coach Reed has been a fantastic boss to work for, and time has really flown by. It's been great.
So when you because obviously growing up in the household that you grew up in and knowing your grandpa and knowing your dad the way I know them and the types of coaches that they are and the way they conduct business, how similar is what Andy Reid does to what you've watched your dad do and what you knew your grandpa did over the years?
I think there's definitely similarities because they both come from that, you know, Coach Lavelle Edwards kind of tree, and they, I think they both gain, they have a lot of, I guess, how they operate comes from a lot of what he did. And they, I mean, there's some differences. Coach Reid is more of a, you know, offensive-minded coach, and my dad and grandpa are defensive guys, and so you get kind of different mentalities as far as, like, how you play and how things go. But you can definitely tell there's some similarities, but I think there is some unique things on both sides that, you know, as a young coach myself, I try to gather as much as I can. Obviously, being around my dad for 30 years, I've got a lot from him, and I think Coach Reid does a lot of great things, obviously, as well, so I try to pick up some of his traits as I go along here.
What's a day in the life of a quality control coach like?
It's probably pretty mundane to the to the average fan. In my specific role, I'm in I handle the film breakdown. So first thing Monday morning, you know, I'm starting on either the team we're playing, looking ahead at other opponents, breaking down film, you know, getting it all categorized and whatnot for the position coaches and coordinators to look at. And then my specific role is I work with the linebackers on our defense. And so our linebacker coach, Coach Brendan Daly here, anything that he, you know, needs in any way at practice or for his meetings and whatnot, I'm kind of his guy that will help out with that. And just, I don't know, like doing the little things, any little projects that maybe our coordinator, Coach Spagnuolo, needs, building tapes, just kind of little things that fans probably wouldn't really think about, and you don't notice it on game day. It's just kind of getting stuff behind the scenes rolling a little bit is my main thing.
So are you going to be attached to the NFL throughout your coaching career, or do you leave that open? Is that something where if a college team were to call you up and say, hey, come be our coordinator or come be our linebackers coach, are you open to moving back into the college world, or are you pretty set on being in the NFL?
That is a great question. I don't know. College has changed a lot since even when I was in it just 5 years ago. I try not to think too far ahead from what I'm doing. I mean, if opportunity comes up down the road, I'll approach that when it comes. But kind of at the moment, you know, the boring answer would be that I'm trying to give the best I can in the things I'm doing, just trying to learn in every way possible. I mean, it's hard because, like, the coaching life, you see so many coaches kind of bounce around and get fired and move from place to place. And the way the coaching that I witnessed, you know, my dad was being at Utah for forever. And so that's kind of the way I see it, not to make, you know, any assumptions about my time here. But I don't know, just trying to take it day by day and learn as much as I can and take it as it comes.
Do you, I mean, obviously this is a team that has had a really tremendous amount of success with some really great veterans. What is it that just makes this team go the way that is it? I mean, obviously it's a combination of players and coaches, but when you have that chemistry, what is it about that team that makes it as successful as it's been over this last, you know, 6-7 year stretch?
Yeah, it's a combination of a couple different things, I would think. I mean, it starts, of course, at the top with Coach Reid, who's been he's a Hall of Fame head coach, and that goes without explanation. He's been consistent for so long, and he definitely sets the tone for the staff, for the players, for everybody. And it's just, you know, we work hard, and obviously, and play hard on game day, but also at the same time, Coach is big on, you know, letting guys let their personality show and just kind of being themselves. And I think that allows the players to play loose and play well and have fun out there. And I think that's been one of the kind of main things that's helped us be successful. And then, you know, Patrick obviously goes out there and, and does his thing, and that always helps. But yeah, just working hard when the time calls for it, and also just letting the guys play loose and feel comfortable out there on the field.
You have a unique perspective of Patrick Mahomes over the years, being able to watch him in preparation and in games. So, Coach, what is it that separates, in your opinion, separates him from other quarterbacks? What is it that makes him so great?
Well, he's got the, you know, the natural ability, of course. He's blessed in many different ways as far as quarterback tools. But since, I mean, I got here in 2018, and Alex Smith had just left. And I know that Alex had a big effect on him on how to be a pro and how to study and prepare for games. And ever since I've been around him, he is, you know, he's a guy that goes 100% at practice every single day. He doesn't take days off. He doesn't mess around. You know, I mean, he's a fun, kind of loose guy off the field. But when we get out there, he's someone that, you know, takes practice very serious and expects a lot out of the guys around him, both offensively and defensively, and just does a great job of leading everybody by example. And also he's gotten more vocal as the years have gone on, and does a great job of leading that way.
There for a moment, you know, there was a lot of conversations. If the Bills won, you'd be playing in a neutral site game. Now you get to play it at home in an AFC championship game. Was it kind of weird trying to prepare for, you know, try to figure out, okay, we could be here, we could be there? What was that 24 hours like before you actually found out where you were going?
Yeah, there's some discussion there of possibly having to go somewhere for this next game. I'm glad it worked out the way it did. I mean, there's only so much you can think about as a coach. Like, we just kind of prepare for whoever shows up the next week and just try to play our best game when the time comes. And I mean, there's so much going on around the building, just getting guys ready to play and trying to get the game plan in and get everything set, that you don't really have time to think about anything beyond that, honestly.
So yesterday, Scotty and I, we were having a discussion of some of these great tight ends in the league and what separates them. Just watching Kittle do his thing with San Francisco make Purdy look really good. And obviously, Travis Kelce is that for Kansas City. And we were having the back and forth of, do you just not have enough athletes to make these types of targets and these types of tight ends? Or is it about the tight end usage and that guy finding the right system at the right time? And I can't put my finger on it, but where you work with linebackers and you have to watch your linebackers work against Travis Kelce, what is it that separates a Travis Kelce from, let's say, 15 or 20 other well-built tight ends that never find their stride in the league?
Yeah. I think Travis has like a feel for finding his way through zones that I haven't seen from, you know, any other player, receiver, tight end, anyone, any type of pass catcher like that. He's able to, you know, pick a defensive zone apart. He's a veteran. He's seen all the different coverages you could throw at him. and just, I guess, part of it is his experience. I mean, he is athletic, not to say that he's not an athlete. He's got a big body. But again, just kind of similar to the way Patrick is, he grinds every day. He's a hard worker. He is going 100% in practice. And I think what he does in practice has a part in what shows up on game day, because he goes hard against the defensive scout team. If, you know, I help out with the defensive scout team, I run those linebackers out there for the scout look. And if they're not doing the coverage that Travis knows it's supposed to be played like, he's going to let him know. And, you know, I think that has a part in it. And we have walkthroughs on Tuesday mornings. And after that walkthrough, there's usually at least one guy catching jugs right after the walkthrough, and it's Travis, you know, week in and week out. So just a persistent work ethic, natural ability, and, you know, just being a big dude.
and that's and that's definitely what you see from Travis Kelce. He finds those gaps and he can do those things. It just seems so different. Is that something that you can coach into a player, Alex? Is that something that you can take a tight end and coach him how to break down these zones and how to use his route running and his speed to break down these zones? Or is there a bit of an innate built-in ability to do that by a unique guy like Travis Kelce?
I think that it's got to be, you know, built into you a little bit. Like, not just anyone has that, you know, the feel for route running and whatnot as he does. But you got to give credit to, you know, Coach Tom Melvin, our tight ends coach, and Coach Reed, and you know, the whole offensive side of the ball, the schemes that they come up with. You know, they do their thing on offense, and they come up with a plan each week that's, you know, scheming Travis to get open. And he's had, you know, the numbers show over the years since Coach Reed's been here how successful they are at doing that. And I guess to answer your question, it's pretty much a combination of both. But coaching and player-wise, you know, they're doing it at a high level, I'd say.
When Chad Henne stepped on the field against Jacksonville to take some reps, was anybody surprised with his success? Jumping on the field, leading the drive, finding the end zone, going 5 of 7 and getting the touchdown. Was anybody surprised? Or was everybody kind of looking at Chad like, yeah, we know he can do it?
Oh, not surprised at all. I mean, the dude comes in, goes 98 yards, and then refuses to elaborate and leaves and doesn't do anything. Patrick comes in and takes over, and it's like, what the heck was that? Just goes 98 yards. No, Travis,
it was crazy.
Chad. Yeah, I mean, Chad's been so good to have in the building, and he's been here for a couple years now, and he kind of has taken over that role that Alex Smith had for Patrick as being kind of that veteran leader. And so Chad is a humble dude. I mean, he's out there for our scout offense, you know, throwing balls for our defense on scout O, and he does that every week. And he's very well respected by the whole team. And so when he goes in, like, we have no concern about what's going to happen because he's shown time and time again. I mean, go back to we played the Browns in the playoffs. I think it was the COVID year. And Chad had to come in at the end and converted a huge 4th-and-1 to seal that game. And so he's done it before. He's been around. If you know, when he's called upon to go in the game, we know on the sidelines that things are going to be all right.
Well, Alex, we appreciate your time. Good luck this weekend, and look forward to catching up again here soon.
Great stuff, Coach. Thank you.
Yeah, great. Thanks, guys. Thanks for talking. Yeah,
absolutely.
Good chat. Alex Whittingham, quality control coach for the Kansas City Chiefs as they make their preparation for the AFC Championship game. By the way, a little bit of breaking news. Lloyd, I don't know if this name rings a bell. A former Raiders receiver, Alvis Whitted, W-H-I-T-T-E-D.
Vaguely.
Alvis Whitted,
I remember the name.
Is the new wide receiver coach for the University of Utah. Played for the Raiders, 48 years old. Was drafted by Jacksonville, went to Atlanta, played about 4 years in Oakland with the Raiders, and then as a coach was at UCLA as a quality control coach, then at Colorado State as a wide receiver coach for 6 years, then went to the NFL, was the Packer wide receiver coach in 2019, and then has been at Wisconsin the last couple of years as their wide receiver coach.
He's got quite a bit of experience.
By the way, was this Kyle throwing this out there, like, when in the middle of us having Alex on? like that's kind of cold-blooded.
Kyle Whittingham, the father of Alex Whittingham, derailing a conversation with his own son that he can get the receiver release. I don't know, Lloyd. That sounds a bit conspiracy.
I mean, it made sense when he released a home and home with Michigan in the middle of BYU Media Day.
Yeah. Right.
But
this, not so much this.
Not his son's interview.
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
Well,
because if so, Alex just got witted.
Yeah.
Ayo.
I don't know. I don't know a lot about this guy. Excited to kind of jump in and look more at him, but I love that conversation with Alex Whittingham. Just watching him continue to grow in his career and do his thing. I'm glad you asked him. Kind of what's the weekly?
Yeah.
job of a quality control coach in the NFL. He's a defensive quality control coach, and I do know that they spend a lot of time with their film. A lot of time with their film.
And how many times, especially you see it all the time in the NBA, where a guy makes the jump from the film guy to position coach to coordinator to head coach.
Yep.
But a lot of guys start in the film room.
They
There's
do.
No doubt.
And it was really nice to hear him talk about Chad Henne, because I still think that there is a high likelihood that Chad Henne is going to be taking the snaps this upcoming weekend.
Wow.
I can't imagine Patrick Mahomes back on the field. A high sprain that significant is going to be a lot of pain, a lot of recovery. Nate Orchard disagreed yesterday. Nate Orchard, more recently in the NFL than me, for sure, and he's been around it. And Nate's gone through the high ankle sprain. It kept him out for 6 weeks. I went through a high ankle sprain. It kept me out for 6 weeks.
I like how Nate was like, when I got out, I was out 6 weeks. You think he's going to play? Yes.
Yes. And I said, why? He goes, I don't know. He's probably somewhere.
He thinks there's something
magic.
Yeah, he's with some doctors and they're working some kind of magic.
That's what he said.
But even if you get that surgery, what do you call it, the butterfly surgery or something?
Yeah.
Where it kind of binds it all back together again?
Yeah.
You're still looking at 2 weeks there.
Was it a slingshot or something?
Yeah, I can't remember.
You're still not going to be back on the field. But if Chad Henne was able to get him past the conference championship, he'd be back on the field for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I don't know what steps you take. But
it's a lot of Toradol.
I doubt Patrick Mahomes is in that facility. I doubt he's preparing right now.
Yeah.
I'm sure that he is. Today would be the day where the pain is really setting in on that high ankle sprain.
Yeah. Oof. Don't envy that guy one bit.
Nope.
All right, Tim's hanging out with us, RGS Exteriors. All you have to do is call, set up an appointment. Somebody will come out and give you a bid for free, because this is the time of year where, okay, so let's just kind of go through the cycle of what happens. People around this time of year, they look at their rain gutters. They see the ice building up. They're like, oh, we got to get that taken care of. And then spring comes, and they're like, oh, we got to call RGS. And then summer, you've forgotten all about it.
Yep.
And then fall hits, and you're like, oh, I got to call again. And then winter, you see the ice again. You're like, oh, sooner or later, you've been playing with fire here. Sooner or later, you're going to cause some major damage to your house.
Well, two things. Either damage in your house, which can be very, very expensive. I mean, look, it might be $100 or it could be $10,000. You never know.
Jeez.
But then the other thing is grandma comes over and slips on your stairs.
Oh, yeah.
And I've actually had a good friend of mine that happened to. He slipped and fell and broke his hip. So last thing you want to have happen.
You'd hate to have the old home teachers come over and then sue you because slipped on your...
Little deacons coming with fast offerings from coming around and slipping and falling. And
then mom and dad serves you.
Breaks his wrist.
No, but so two things to look at it. It's one to protect you. Like, yeah, it's to protect you from getting sued, but it's to protect other people from slipping and falling, but then also from your home. And so if we can help prevent that, that's what we want to do.
Hey, Tim, what is your service area? How far do you go?
Well, that's a great question. We haven't really talked about that. We're probably Ogden to, I don't know, Payson every day. You know, Tooele, Park City every day. But then we still go, you know, depending on if it's the right fit for us, we'll go to San Pete County. We'll go to up in Cache Valley. It just depends on if it's a fit or not for us.
Okay. So if somebody's listening to us in Logan, it's still a possibility.
Sure. Look, I'll just be transparent with everyone here. If it's a big enough job, we'll go there. If it's 50 feet of gutter, it's not a fit because we're going to have to charge too much of a trip charge to go up to Logan. Right? But if it's a big enough job and there's no trip charge involved, and we can just go up and we can get them taken care of.
I noticed you didn't charge us a trip charge to Eagle Mountain, though.
Eagle Mountain's normal. Right?
It was a big enough job.
Yeah, it was.
Because they pulled out the cereal box. Cash out. No, but that's a good question. We're really just the Wasatch Front, and that's what we're here to service. And like you say, today we've talked a lot about the heat cable and preventing the ice and the slips and falls. And I mean, that's a big thing right now, and that's what we want to stop and prevent. Absolutely. But we're a full exterior company. We've talked about being an elite preferred James Hardie contractor and how... You know, we do the best of the best of Hardy, but whatever a customer wants or dreams or builds up in their mind, we're here to take care of them.
And I love the fact, too, because, I mean, you've got specialists that can come out and help design and put up a, you know, essentially pull up a computer screen and show this is what it's going to look like. And, I mean, the renderings and everything you can do. But at the end of the day, you know, you may have your opinions or you guys may have your opinions, but that person's going to drive up to that garage every day. And they're going to see that house every single day. So you want them to be happy with what they do.
That's exactly right. We want Mr. and Mrs. Jones to be happy, comfortable, and love it. We want their home to be sexy. We want them to be able to be proud of their house and be so grateful for how it looks. And look, there's something to be said when you pull up your driveway and you really love your home. It's a good feeling to pull in and feel that, and you walk inside. It's just, there's something to be said about that, and having the neighbors see that. And, you know, yeah, we don't want to keep up with the Joneses, but at the same time, we want to have a good, nice home and have something that we're proud of. And that's what we're here to do.
The RGS follow through is awesome too. There's a reason that you guys have insane ratings.
We do. You know, we've got more Google reviews than anybody. I think if you combine the two websites, I think we've got over 500 five-star reviews. And then we do an independent company called Guild Quality, which is huge because they survey our customers. And look, we can't manipulate or change that data. And I always tell customers all the time, Google, you get the absolute happy and the absolute pissed off customers, but there's nothing in between. But Guild Quality is, once a job is done, the customer gets a survey from us. And so every single one of our jobs gets a Guild Quality survey. So whether they're happy or not, we don't know, right? But they're getting a survey, and then they reply back. And we actually have a 93% referral rating. So in our industry, it's about 50-50, meaning 48, 52, 51, 49, depending on the year. But the national studies show that about 50% of the customers are happy and would hire their contractor again. And our rating is 93%.
That's awesome.
Are we perfect? No. But 93% is pretty dang good.
I really think that's the follow-up that you guys do. Because you followed up with my whole project, and it was really nice because there were little things that went wrong. And there were little things I needed fixed or needed help with, and it was just a quick follow-ups, all with a couple of weeks of completion of the project.
Well, what we always tell customers is something will go wrong. Doesn't matter how good the contractor is, something will go wrong. And the difference between a good and a great company is a good company is going to, they may take care of you. A great company is going to fix it, and they're going to take care of it in a timely manner. And that's what we stand for. We have guys out in the field that all they do all day, every day is do service work. Their goal, their desires is to do punch list and warranty items. Mm-hmm. And so we've got guys that do that full time. Well, that's how we've been able to get those ratings is because we take care of those customers.
Right now, all you have to do is call 801-280-3110. That's 801-280-3110. Call right now. Let's get you on the books. 97.5, the EKSL Sports Zone.
This is DJ and PK.
Joining us now is new BYU defensive coordinator Jay Hill. You're going into a conference in the Big 12. What do you think this defense needs to be able to compete at the level that you guys are going to need to compete at?
We're always, as coaches, looking to improve the roster, the talent, the physicality, the size. And it's no different here. We got to upgrade the speed. We got to continue to bring size into the roster. And that's to be expected, right, going into the Big 12 and all the offenses we're going to be facing. We just got to elevate everything we're doing, and that's coaching too. We got to do a great job with schemes and techniques, tactics, everything we're doing. We just got to elevate our game a little bit.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 to 10. Presented by Murdoch Hyundai, Utah's number one Hyundai dealer for 16 years in a row on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The wheel is loaded, and it's time to talk some sports. This is Sports Roulette with Hanson Scotty, presented by U First Credit Union on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hanson Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. It's Sports Roulette. We take some of the big storylines and put it on a roulette wheel. We spin it, and wherever that little ball lands is what we end up talking about. Before we do that, though, let's give away some Jazz tickets. It's a Team 49 Tuesday, which means we give away tickets every hour at about 30 past the hour, give or take 10 minutes. So 801-575-ZONE. That's 801-575-ZONE. caller number 12, and you will get a great view and a great opportunity to see Luca up close. You're never going to have an opportunity better than this. 801-575-ZONE. It's like Luca is right there in your living room.
Yeah. Yeah, not a bad seat in the house when Luca's in it.
Nope. Nope. Doesn't matter where you sit. It's a great game.
Darn right.
I wouldn't complain about any seat.
No. You get into that building for that game, you're going to be loving
video
life.
Boards, which
happy
were...
happy you're there.
Apparently, video boards were on the Fritz last night.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's not a good deal.
No.
Those boards are fun to look at.
Yeah, they are. All right, so let's get to it. Lloyd, fire up that wheel.
A new Utah coach.
So we mentioned this. The University of Utah has got themselves a new wide receiver coach.
Alvis Whitted, as Scotty mentioned in the previous segment. So this guy has worked with a lot of greats, man. A lot of really good receivers. And he was a really good receiver himself. Incredible speed. In fact, I was just looking at this. He finished sixth in the 200-meter at the 1996 U.S. Olympic Trials.
Wow.
Competed in the final with Carl Lewis and Michael Johnson.
Those are two good names to go up against.
Yeah. So, incredible speed. He's got some amazing God-given gifts. But, as Scotty mentioned, he coached with Green Bay for a while. He has been coaching with Wisconsin for the last 3 years.
Was with Green Bay for a year.
He has been around, and he helped develop Devontae Adams, and he has worked with a couple of Biletnikoff Award finalists during seven seasons at Colorado State.
By the way, those receivers at Colorado State that he had were really, really good. That 2018 Colorado State team wasn't a great team in terms of win-losses, but they were loaded at wide receiver. Those guys were good. Michael Gallup, they had a good group there.
Higgins and Gallup,
two of the
best that he had. So he's also, when you look at the receivers he coached, he's coaching receivers that are averaging over 14 yards per catch. And if there was one area that everybody felt needed a boost, it was going to be that receiver position for the University of Utah. So Utah making an aggressive move, going and getting former Wisconsin coach, former Green Bay coach, former Colorado State coach, former receiver great himself, Alvis Whitted.
Yep. And I'm not sure the situation. He was at Wisconsin coaching last year. I'm not sure if Utah poached him off of Wisconsin staff or what the situation was there. But anyway, that's a good get. Heck of a resume.
Now he's just got to maybe find a little bit of talent in the portal, come in and develop some of the returning talent and strengthen that position so Cam Rising can feel a little bit more success throwing to the outside.
All right. One more. Lloyd, spin it.
Why is this happening so often?
So I think everybody is pretty familiar with Charles Aminihu, the defensive lineman for the 49ers. And you're probably familiar with him because of what he did against the Seahawks in the wild card round. He had two sacks. He had a forced fumble. He had, I think it was five or maybe six tackles. He's one of the best defensive tackles across that defensive front for the 49ers.
Yeah.
He was just arrested on suspicion of misdemeanor domestic violence.
Oh, jeez.
How does this happen? And why does this keep happening? Whether it's Dana White or a handful of other professional athletes, but we're talking about a guy that is one of the anchors of the defensive front of a 49ers team that's going to be fighting for a conference championship this weekend.
Yeah.
And now he's arrested for domestic violence. He was booked at the Santa Clara County Jail, released after he posted bail. He was also served with a restraining order. So it's just one thing after the other, and this is a really bad situation. Says police arrived at his residence at 4:39 p.m. yesterday. A woman called to report that Aminu, that's her boyfriend, pushed her to the ground during an argument. There were no visible injuries on the woman, but she did complain of pain in her arm. She declined medical attention. But, Scotty, you know, when police are called to a situation like that, there's probably going to be an arrest.
Yeah.
And Charles Aminu ended up arrested and sitting in a holding for a bit until he posted bail.
Does he play on Sunday? Okay, I'll go first. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. No visible injuries. No videotape. By the way, I'm not using this as me condoning him playing. No witnesses, no evidence. She declined medical care. No apparent
injuries. He did get the restraining order placed on him. Did sit in a holding for a bit in arrest. No, I think he plays.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Lloyd, you want to weigh on that one? You think he plays on Sunday? And what kind of message does that send?
He will. He will play.
Not a great one.
He will play, but I feel like, I mean, things need to change, start changing with this. Like, we can't just keep doing this.
I think they need to change as well, but it's such a difficult thing because if he's not guilty, if this is made up, if he's saying, I did not do this, and he didn't, and this is just another false accusation, because we're seeing more and more false accusations. Let's be honest.
That's true.
We're just seeing more people take advantage of these people that have money or take advantage of a situation to leverage. It's happening more and more often. So if he didn't do it, the fact that he'd have to sit out a game would be horrifying. But it's so hard because pushing a woman to the ground and causing any injury to an arm would certainly be reason for this man not to just not see the field on Sunday, but looking at an extensive suspension of something.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, if he did this and it was caught in videotape, he'd miss half of next year.
Rightfully so. Yes.
Yeah.
He'd miss tomorrow and half next year. And maybe there is film out there, and if there is film of it, then he won't see the field on Sunday. But if there's not film, if there's not evidence, he's probably going to play on Sunday. And he is a huge contributor.
Yeah. That defense is just phenomenal.
He played really well against the Seahawks. He played okay against the Cowboys, but he actually injured an oblique during that game against the Cowboys, and he came out for a short period of time. He did finish the game, so he was healthy enough to finish that game, but he didn't have quite the impact he had against Seattle. Seattle, Scotty, 2 sacks and a forced fumble.
Yeah.
He was a difference maker.
Yeah. All right, we'll wrap this thing up, get you ready for Unrivaled next, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
This is Jake Scott and Ben Anderson.
Lil Xan. Looks like the type of kid I'm going to have to prepare to throw out of my own house.
Like has tattoos on his face.
Yeah, at like 14 years old.
Yeah.
He got his first face tattoo, which I'm all for face tattoos.
Are you?
Yeah, just not on 14-year-old.
What should Ben get for his face tattoo?
First tattoo being a face tattoo is a leap.
Yeah, go for it. Be bold.
I guess so.
Yeah, bold, if you're going to do it, you might as well.
Let's do it.
Go for
let's
it.
Let's do it. I got nothing going on until the game tonight.
Will you please, on your neck, just write Ben. Write your name.
We'll take a field trip after the show and get Ben a tattoo.
It's honestly a good marketing tool. You should do it.
Hear Jake Scott and Ben Anderson every day from 10 to noon on 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone. Time to Hans Olsen and Scotty Cheer.
That's right.
Yeah. On 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
Standing here beside you, want so much to give you this love in my
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hey, remember, Re Medical is Utah's only physician-owned and operated wellness clinic offering ED treatments. Discreet, non-invasive, and customized for your needs. Visit remedical.com today.
Another good win for the Utah Jazz over Charlotte. They've got the Trailblazers coming up tomorrow night, so It'll be a nice matchup against Damian Lillard. And just another measuring stick for the Utah Jazz. Every time they take the court now, there's some fascinating storyline. There are a couple things that came out of yesterday. I thought Ochai Agbaji was fantastic. I thought Horton Tucker looked really good in the 20-plus minutes that they asked him to be on the court. He ended up with 6 assists. He was moving the ball extremely well. Lauri Markkanen continues to be your team leading scorer and was again last night against Charlotte. Makes every case to be the all-star that he's grown into. And there's just a lot of fascinating storylines that we get to see back on the court against Portland coming up tomorrow.
Tim's hanging out with us from RGS Exteriors. And, Tim, it's always fun hanging out with you, man. We appreciate you letting us invade your place here, drink all the sodas in your fridge, and cause all kinds of problems.
Hey, we love having you guys. We appreciate it. And no, I'm not. I'm here. I'm always really here. I'm not out of town like you guys think I am. But
joining us via Zoom, Tim's right.
No, I am right in front of him. I'm here. I exist. But no, look, we're glad to have you guys here. We really appreciate it. We're glad to have you. We're grateful for the relationship we have with each other, and it's a good partnership.
What does the umbrella on that drink do? Is that just keep the sun off the ice? Or
boy, listen to this guy. I don't know, man. You tell me.
You're not going to have room to talk here pretty soon.
Yeah. I'm going to get a text from Hans here shortly. Some nice.
You might get one from me here in the next couple of days,
too.
Oh,
man. You guys see?
Hey, Scotty and I wanted to bring you on earlier to save you from Kurt. We saw Kurt was bending your ear, and it's like, geez, I know you'd rather be on air with us.
Hey, we would. No, look, joking aside, here's the thing. Like, I love what I do. Like, yes, do I play a little bit? I work hard, play hard, but I've worked hard my whole life, and I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for the opportunity we have to have a great company, a great exterior company, have great employees and great managers, and we just have such an amazing team, and I'm just grateful to be part of it.
It's a great team. That's what I really want to stress, just getting to know your team. Because just so everybody knows, we had a project we built in our backyard, and it was a nice project. And RGS came out. They did the siding. You guys did the stone. You did the gutters, the soffit, the fascia. You did the whole project. And so I got to work with your team. Your team is what makes this place great.
Well, and I appreciate that, and it is. Because, look, it's one thing for an owner to say something, but it is. It's exactly what you just said. And you know, the other thing, too, is a step that maybe you didn't even mention is that was the before the project even started, right, the design stage. And so we're able to do that and go through steps. Because to hire a contractor and to get a home to look like you want it doesn't just happen overnight, right? That's a process, and it's step by step. And we've got the policies, the procedures, the steps in place in our company to make that happen and to do it the right way. Because when we're done with that job, we want you to be happy. And we want that to be an enjoyable job. We don't want it to be, how many times they say when you work on your home or you build a new home, you get divorced. That's the last thing we want, right? And hopefully with the way that we do it and the processes and the procedures that we have in place to make that happen, it's a very seamless process, and it's an enjoyable process, and something that we want to, that not only do you love the end game, you love how it looks, but you also love the way we got there. And that's what it's all about. And that's what we're here for. Whether it's siding, whether it's gutters, whether it's heat cables or gutter covers to prevent the leaves, whatever it is, we just want to be your go-to guys. We want to be your guy, right? Everyone has the guy. We want to be the guy.
Yeah. And that's it. You want a guy. And again, we've talked about the big stuff, but we talked about rain gutters too. I mean, that's what the RG originally stood for.
Was rain gutters.
It was rain gutters. And you guys have been, you know, specializing in that for a long, long time. Now's the time. I mean, people think, okay, that's an ice dam. Eventually it's going to melt. It's going to go away and I'll be fine. But you don't think about the damage it can really cause to your home and your roof.
Yeah, call us now. A couple of reasons. One, don't do any more damage. Two, the last thing you want is grandma to come over and slip and break something. Three, prices will never be as cheap as they are today. We never have decreases in costs. So that the three things. Then the fourth thing is we are giving a little bit of a discount right now, opposite of what I just said, but that's just because we're trying to keep the guys going for the next couple weeks. As soon as the weather breaks and we start getting into springtime, the phones are going to ring off the hook and we're going to be buried again. So we're just trying to bridge that gap, that couple week gap where we're in this cold and slower time frame that our guys are working every day. We want to keep them busy.
You really could get the gutters in a day, two or three days.
Yeah, once the salesman signed the contract, they get the job turned in. we're right now we're just a couple days out.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's not something we necessarily love, right? We'd love a little bit bigger backlog.
Yeah,
it's the time of year we're used to it. And, you know, the end of January, February, it's always like this every year. And then as soon as March hits, it's just like the faucet turns back on and you get buried again. So truly, now is the shoulder season. You know, the Park City, the shoulder season's in the fall. Go up and hang out in Park City before the snow flies. Call us now before the spring hits.
801-280-3110. That's 801-280-3110. That's Tim from RGS. Unrivaled next, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.